This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. There are now 1,500 fires burning in California. The governor's bringing in the National Guard to help overworked firefighters. Lorraine Dechter from member station KCHO in Chico has more.
The National Guard brought in aerial support, but they haven't been able to fly much at all in the far northern part of California. The smoke rarely clears enough to give them the visibility they need. Brigadier General Mary J. Kite.
We've got 8 fixed-wing aircraft, MAFS units, modular airborne firefighting systems here. We've got all of the MAFS that are in the Guard here in this state.
Governor Schwarzenegger says firefighters are tired and have worked 24 to 36-hour shifts without rest.
And this is why we have also asked the National Guard to provide us with 200 extra personnel. There will be 10 groups of 20 each that will be trained by Cal Fire.
The priority in Shasta County is Shasta Dam, where the Motion Fire threatens power lines supplying electricity to much of the state.
Lorraine Dechter from member station KCHO with that report. Florida has carried out its first execution since a botched one prompted a moratorium. The state uses lethal injection. Executioners missed the mark in a procedure in December 2006, causing severe burns and pain to the inmate. Florida investigated and now uses a new lethal injection method. Senator John McCain is in Latin America this week. He kicked off his trip with a visit to Colombia's president. NPR's Jason Bobian has more from Mexico City.
McCain backs a free trade agreement with Colombia. His opponent, Barack Obama, opposes the deal. McCain says free trade deals will help ease the problem of illegal immigration. One of McCain's top advisors, Charlie Black, is also a former lobbyist for Colombia. After Colombia, McCain travels to Mexico. He plans to visit the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe, one of the country's most important Catholic shrines. He'll also meet with President Felipe Calderon. McCain has praised Calderon for confronting Mexico's drug cartels.
NPR's Jason Bobian reporting from Mexico City. The mystery of a salmonella outbreak may be taking a new turn. The FDA probe originally zeroed in on tomatoes. Now, its investigators are looking at other produce served with fresh tomatoes. They're keeping quiet for now about what foods they're actually looking at. They say that tomatoes aren't off the hook. The question is whether tomatoes and possibly other produce shared a common packing site or water source that tainted it. The Barry Bonds record-breaking home run baseball is now in the Hall of Fame. It's been a weird trip for the 756th homer after it flew off Bonds' bat. A fashion designer paid more than $750,000 for it. Then he set up an online poll asking what to do with it. Fans voted for him to put an asterisk on it, which he did. It reflects the steroid controversy surrounding Bonds. Bonds called the designer an idiot and says he'll boycott the hall if it displays it with an asterisk. The hall says the ball could be on display within weeks. That is the news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.